Darfur as a development challenge. Only Darfur rivals Afghanistan today as a case of extreme desperation leading to mass violence. The rebellion in Darfur against the Khartoum government and the brutal violence among the various groups within Darfur reflect the desperation of a population that cannot meet its most basic needs. The world's politicians have focused on Sudan's politics as they flailed about for an international response to the brutality of the conflict, but they have largely missed the central point. The only true solution for Darfur is economic development assisted by the rest of the world. Consider briefly the particulars. Darfur has long been the development backwater of an impoverished country. As a landlocked region in the west of Sudan, Darfur is far from the irrigation, power grids, and transport networks of the more developed part of the country. It has always been among the poorest regions in Sudan, both during the British dominion and Sudan's independence. Northern and southern Darfur have poverty rates between 41% and 60%, while western Darfur on the Chad border has a poverty rate between 61% and 72%. Throughout modern history, Darfur has lacked basic infrastructure, roads, power, safe water, and sanitation, as well as political representation. During the British Empire, Darfur was neglected in favor of the irrigated cotton plantations along the Nile. The only reliable growth in Darfur was its population, from less than 1 million at the start of the 20th century to an estimated 6 to 7 million today. But as the population has soared, the carrying capacity of the land has declined because of the long-term diminished rainfall. The El Fasher weather station of North Darfur reports the July-September rainfall each year. The striking pattern is the decline of rainfall starting at the end of the 1960s, a pattern that is evident throughout the African Sahel. While there has been a bit of recovery in recent years, the rains have remained deficient, especially in view of the sevenfold increase in population over the last century. The results have been predictably disastrous. Competition over land and water has become lethal. Nomadic communities who move between Chad and Darfur to find water for their livestock have increasingly had to encroach upon sedentary farmers. Since there are ethnic and linguistic divisions among the nomads, mainly from northern Darfur, and the farmers in south Darfur, the clashes increasingly have taken on an ethnic and political character. The National Sudanese government acted ruthlessly in the face of rebellion by the mainly sedentary groups and has used the horrible tools of ethnic cleansing to try to put down the rebellion. The most authoritative recent study of the links of environment and conflict in Sudan gives strong support to the linkages of ecological stress and conflict. The United Nations Environment Program's excellent report, Sudan, Post-Conflict Environmental Assessment, notes that there is a very strong link between land degradation, desertification, and conflict in Darfur. That northern Darfur can be considered a tragic example of the social breakdown that can result from ecological collapse, and that long-term peace in the region will not be possible unless these underlying and closely linked environmental and livelihood issues are resolved. While emphasizing desertification, land degradation, and climate change as major factors in these conflicts, the report also wisely notes that they are generally contributing factors only, not the sole cause for tension. Darfur, therefore, presents a critical case, as does Afghanistan, where a different kind of security thinking is needed. Sanctions, peacekeepers, and the like will not solve the problem. Any lasting end to the violent conflict in Darfur will need to address the causes of the conflict, which lie in the extreme poverty of the region. 5 key development challenges will need to be addressed to overcome Darfur's extreme poverty and economic insecurity. The lack of essential social services and infrastructure, adverse hydrology and rapid desertification, extremely low productivity in agriculture and animal husbandry, poor governance and breakdown of dispute resolution mechanisms, and rapid increase in population that exacerbates ecological and economic conditions. Peace in Darfur will require solutions to the development crisis alongside strategies that address immediate security and humanitarian needs. While the need for such a three-pronged strategy, security, humanitarian relief, and development, is widely accepted by experts on the ground, the political discussions often focus exclusively on short-term security and humanitarian interventions, with little or no attention paid to the longer-term development needs.